It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with that guy, Andy Carboni, and it's the first day of full squad workouts in Fort Myers, Florida. How about that, Andy?
Heck, it's everyone feeling warm and toasty up here in the Northeast, Bill, that's for sure. It's good to see the players stretching and playing catch and out in the bright sunshine with hopes that weather around here will be getting warmer soon enough.
And it will. We've got sunshine and melting forecast for the weekend.
We'll take it.
Yeah, what about, what's the latest on the Red Sox? And let's begin with the third base.
Well, third base is a hole for the Red Sox at this moment. There are some other holes on this team as well, but this is one of the glaring ones. Manager John Farrell saying that Pablo Sandoval must earn that starting job in spring training. So Sandoval coming back about 30 pounds lighter. He will be competing with Brock Holt and Jeff Rutledge for the position. So the Red Sox best interest would have Pablo to have a strong spring, take back that third base job and do what he did in San Francisco, bat about 275 to 280, hit 15 to 18 home runs, drive in about 80, 85 runs. Because if we have to go into the season with Brock Holt or Jeff Rutledge as your starting third baseman, that's a major issue. Also, that will hurt the Sox if Holt is the starting third baseman because that takes away his ability to be Mr. Utility and play a bunch of different positions on the team.
No, I'm glad. I was going to follow up on that, so you've answered my question on that piece. Okay, now, moving ahead to the pitching rotation, a lot of folks, are battling or wondering who's the number one pitcher, but who are the four and five pitchers in the Red Sox rotation, Andy?
Well, the thing is, with spots four and five in the rotation, there's three guys battling for two spots, and all three guys are coming off of injuries. They're not fully healthy yet, so it's going to be interesting to see how the spring plays out. We'll start off with Steven Wright. He's still building up his arm strength from right shoulder bursitis last season. They've got Drew Pomeranz. He says he's fully recovered from last year's elbow soreness. He said he expects to be in the rotation, has no desire to pitch out of the bullpen. It's a little controversy brewing already because he says he's been there and done that. Then you have Eduardo Rodriguez. He's still coming back to form. He suffered a knee injury in winter ball. So we'll have to see just what happens with these three spots in the rotation, but that could be a major issue for the Sox going forward.
Well, that's the update on starting pitching, and I know Craig Kimbrell, the closer, was also in the news saying some things this week as well.
Yes, he said he's working on a few mechanical tweaks to his delivery. He said he had a few issues last year after coming back from a knee injury. And so we'll have to see how that – I mean, Kimbrell still had a great season last year. He made the All-Star team and converted 30 of 33 saves. So certainly there were no major issues in his performance overall, but he felt he could be a little bit better going into this season once he get back into form like when he pitched for the Braves years ago.
Yeah, just don't put him in a tie game, I guess, right?
That seems to be the issue with him. It has to be a closing situation. If he comes into a tie game, that's definitely a situation where he's going to blow it.
They could probably put some kind of glasses on him so when he glances back at the scoreboard, the score looks different or something. You know what I mean?
Maybe they should do something like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm full of, good ideas. Andy, any other notes here on Carson Smith, what's the latest on him?
Well, Carson Smith, he's hoping to return in either late May, June from Tommy John surgery he had last year. Smith came over on a trade from the Seattle Mariners prior to last season, hurt himself early on and was gone for the season, obviously. But he's expected to be a major piece of the Red Sox bullpen as a setup man for Craig Kimbrell, so hopefully he gets back sooner than later.
And I think the week started out this past week with news from Jerry Remy on his relapse of lung cancer, and maybe you can share that story and a few others with the Red Sox notes to close out the Red Sox section here.
Yeah, the week began with Jerry Remy again talking about his relapse of lung cancer. He was first diagnosed with lung cancer back in 2008, had a relapse in 2013. Remy said he's still planning to work Red Sox broadcast during the upcoming season. I guess this is the fourth time overall he has battled cancer, so Remy has a long road ahead of him, but obviously he's in the path of the right direction, and he's looking forward to be behind the mic come opening day, so we wish Jerry the best going forward, obviously. A couple of the Sox notes. Red Sox pitcher David Price donating $2 million to Vanderbilt. And former Red Sox manager Terry Francona donated $1 million to the University of Arizona, and those donations were for baseball stadium improvements on those respective colleges. David Price also, little side note here, he allowed 113 hits last year between the first and third innings. That was the second most in the major leagues. And, of course, the baseball predictions are out for the upcoming season. Baseball Prospectus's 2017 Pocota rankings, which seem to be the star of everyone's eyes the last few years of this new ranking system, say the Red Sox will come in first place this year in the AL East with 90 wins.
What do you think in the AL East? Where do you think the Yankees come in this year, Andy? They closed out the season in a strong way last year with a young team.
They did. They kind of cleaned house a little bit, brought up some youngsters, had some, especially the catcher, Sanchez. He had 20 home runs and basically season last year, so they're expecting a lot out of Gary Sanchez and some of the other young players they brought up. They still have some holes in the pitching staff. I mean, I could see them definitely being competitive. They brought back Aroldis Chapman to anchor the bullpen. So they do have some bright spots on that team, but I think they'll be probably a third-place team, and they'll be a thorn in people's sides throughout the season. I really don't see them right now being a major competitor to win the AL East crown.
All right, I'll sleep well tonight. Thanks for that news, Andy. Okay, now, the other Major League Baseball notes. Maybe you can run through some of those. I know length of game, again, is another topic. Seems like it comes up every year of late, but not sure what much happens.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of talk going on. The commissioner had a media session yesterday regarding pace of play, and one of the other ideas being floated out there is giving managers just 30 seconds to decide if they want to use the replay system as a way to force up the pace of play. So we'll have to see if that goes into effect this year. They've had some other ideas, but nothing is even going to be tried so far yet in spring training, let alone the regular season. So this, to me right now, still just a lot of talk.
Yeah. Same old, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Red Sox, other Major League Baseball notes, and actually some former Red Sox in the news as well.
Yep, it was a trade earlier in the week. The Cincinnati Reds traded the three-time All-Star second baseman Brandon Phillips to the Braves for a couple minor league pitchers. Phillips had spent the last 11 years in Cincinnati, so the Braves getting an upgrade as they're rebuilding their franchise right now. And the Reds still working on cleaning house and building for the future as well. Some former Red Sox players signing some contracts and being in the news. First up, former Sox third baseman Will Middlebrook signed a minor league deal with the Texas Rangers. And then former Red Sox pitcher Daniel Bard, he's back into baseball with the St. Louis Cardinals organization, coming back as a sidearm pitcher. And former Red Sox first baseman Adrian Gonzalez is the only player in the major leagues with at least 550 at-bats since 2006. I guess that's a model of consistency these days in Major League Baseball. Elsewhere, Tigers owner Mike Ilitch passed away earlier in the week at the age of 87. Ilitch, the founder of Little Caesars Pizza, owned the Tigers since 1992. He was also the owner of the Detroit Red Wings since 1982.
And another thing that came out, Andy, was that he paid the rent of Rosa Parks, the civil rights hero, for, a decade. And that's, I don't think people knew that, or at least that's the way I thought the news was presented this week.
No, so, I certainly didn't know that as well. Interesting.
Okay, and let's see. Any other notes from the major leagues as we close out this session?
I guess close out with one note. Cardinals' number one pitching prospect, Alex Reyes, who came up in September last year. Unfortunately, he's going to be having Tommy John surgery. Been dealing with soreness in the elbow once he reported the spring training. He's going to miss the entire 2017 season. Reyes was expected to be the number three starter in the Cardinals' rotation in 2017.
Well, for any of you headed south, don't forget the sunscreen. And for those of us staying north, we're just going to melt this weekend, I guess, right?
Works for me.
All right, you're right. That's Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell on MSO New Sports.